In today's workplace, genuine productivity feels increasingly elusive. We've mastered personal productivity hacks, yet still drown in emails, meetings, and urgent requests. Why? Because we're missing the crucial piece, team productivity. The counterintuitive truth is that slowing down actually helps teams accomplish more. Think of productivity like sailing a boat. When barnacles build up on the hull, you expend enormous energy just to maintain speed. Similarly, our workplaces accumulate productivity-killing friction through rushed communications, pointless meetings, and constant interruptions. The solution lies in what Dermot Crowley calls game theory productivity, inspired by Nobel Prize winner John Nash. The best results come when everyone does what's best for both themselves and the group. Most of us operate with either a selfish mindset, focusing solely on our own productivity regardless of how it affects others, or a selfless mindset, helping everyone else at the expense of our own work. Neither works. Instead, we need a serving mindset that balances personal efficiency with team effectiveness. Consider how often you sent rushed, poorly written emails that create extra work for recipients, or accept meeting invites when you know you can't attend. These seemingly minor behaviors compound across an organization, creating massive productivity drains. When everyone operates with awareness of how their actions affect the group, productivity increases exponentially, like removing those barnacles from the boat. Suddenly, everything moves with less effort. Four key productivity killers create unnecessary friction in our work lives. First, information overload drowns us in digital noise. Workers face 200, 300 emails daily while juggling numerous systems, messaging apps, video calls, collaboration tools, and management platforms. We spend up to 2.5 hours searching for information daily, with only 20% being crucial. Second, unfocused meetings consume disproportionate time. The average worker spends 23 hours weekly in meetings, creating a paradox where collaboration reduces productivity. Without balance between collaborative and individual work time, people extend their workday 2-3 hours just to complete basic tasks. Third, constant distractions fragment attention. It takes 23 minutes to regain focus after an interruption, yet we're interrupted every 11 minutes on average. Ironically, we often enjoy the dopamine hit from notifications while complaining about these same interruptions. Fourth, unnecessary urgency drives reactive rather than thoughtful responses. In urgency-driven cultures, up to 70% of time is spent on urgent but unimportant tasks, reducing quality and increasing stress levels by 27%. What we need is a slow work movement, creating responsive rather than reactive cultures that prioritize quality work. Organizations implementing such approaches report up to 40% higher productivity and 25% lower stress levels. Paradoxically, slowing down results in more work done in less time. Organizations typically exist at one of five productivity levels. At level one, disruptive, leadership undermines productivity through counterproductive behaviors despite talking about it. Everyone works long hours, jumping between urgent issues amid overwhelming emails and meetings. Level two, passive, organizations don't cause productivity problems but fail to prevent them, clinging to outdated methods. Level 3, productive, organizations invest in individual productivity skills, but gains are limited as personal efficiencies are offset by team friction. Level 4, collaborative, organizations achieve greater workflow effectiveness where the sum is greater than the parts, though enthusiasm for new protocols often wanes. At level 5, super productive, teams experience sustained productivity increases with minimal resistance, enhancing both personal and collective efficiency. Advancing through these levels requires leadership that prioritizes and models productive behaviors. Organizational cultures mirror leadership work styles. If leaders operate reactively and chaotically, the culture follows suit, pulling even well-trained individuals back into firefighter mode. Building a smart team requires four key qualities that directly impact productivity. First, smart teams are purposeful, working with clear intent on high-impact activities rather than being distracted by urgency or busy work. Companies like Amazon, Apple, and Atlassian build teams with strong shared purpose that drives productivity. Second, smart teams are mindful about how behaviors affect others' productivity, embodying game theory productivity that serves both individual and group needs. Third, smart teams are punctual for meetings, work delivery, and communications. One former Microsoft executive expected team members to arrive 5 minutes early to meetings, using the analogy that if you arrive after 8 a.m., the ship has sailed. Fourth, smart teams are reliable, taking ownership of work, deadlines, and promises while negotiating workload when appropriate. When teams embrace these qualities, they create powerful outcomes: focus, respect, trust, and impact. However, qualities alone won't change behaviors. Teams need specific productivity principles with tangible, situation-specific examples of these qualities in action. Email has become both blessing and curse in modern workplaces. While promising efficiency, it often delivers overflowing inboxes, interruptions, and stress. The three major challenges are disruption through constant interruptions, with CC and reply all as culprits, inbox bottlenecks that delay responsiveness, and stress from volume. Organizations typically have four main communication tools: conversations, informal, same-time interactions; meetings, formal, same-time collaboration; email, formal, anytime content delivery; and posts on shared platforms, informal, anytime context sharing. Teams should select the right tool for each situation rather than defaulting to email. Face-to-face conversations, phone calls, or instant messaging can often replace lengthy email chains. A 2-minute conversation might eliminate 15 emails between 5 people. The key to focused communications is 1. Plan the why. Clarify your desired outcome. 2. Write the what. Structure your message clearly. 3. Send to who. Consider carefully who needs this information. The SSS approach provides a format for effective emails: subject, summary, and supporting information. A strong subject line describes contents like a newspaper headline. The summary offers an executive summary with required actions up front. Before sending, consider who truly needs your message and adopt the pause, think, send approach to break automatic email habits. Creating a productive culture where flow replaces friction requires thoughtful leadership. Even in large organizations, you can create positive change by starting with your team's culture and watching these behaviors influence others. Teams can develop microcultures that differ from the wider organization. A culture is simply collective habits practiced consistently over time. By focusing on your immediate team, you'll achieve faster results and potentially become a model for others. Leaders must replace fear with confidence, confusion with clarity, and mobilize teams toward a better future. They should follow the medical principle of first, do no harm regarding productivity. Leaders often cause disruption through last-minute delegation, unnecessary meetings, or requesting unused reports. Your actions as a leader send messages your team notices. Like Snow White caught smoking at Disney, ruining the fantasy, leaders who don't uphold standards lose credibility. Rather than implementing every idea at once, focus on targeted projects to gradually transform team culture. Productivity isn't about working harder, it's about working smarter together. When we consider how our actions affect others, we speed up collective progress. The most productive teams aren't just collections of productive individuals, but groups who've reduced friction and created flow between them. What small change could help your team work smarter?